Happy New Year, Sister Girls. It's Cherie, the Sister Girl Next Door. If you can hear my voice, that means you have safely made it into 2019. I don't care if you had to crawl out, jog out, or if you sashayed out of 2018. If you are in 2019, you have made it. So give yourself a round of applause. If your 2019 is already off to a rocky start, give it time. Ease yourself in. Allow yourself to, you know, vision boards are still not completed yet. The goals are still not on the wall. The affirmations are still being created. Give yourself some time. You are not running behind schedule. You are right on time. So this year for the Sister Girls Book Club, our agenda is very clear. We are going to be highlighting the Black community within Black literature, obviously. And so my job since 2018, but it's going to be a big job in 2019. Like, it's the job, it's the agenda, is to not only highlight the Black author, but to also highlight everybody who plays a role in getting these books out there and getting these books to the readers. So the Black book clubs, the Black book reviewers, the Black bookstagrammers, the Black YouTubers, I want to highlight everybody within the community, the Black podcasters who read these books and they talk about them like us, to highlight you guys and to let everybody within the community know how we can best support each other. So this interview is with myself and Jasmine Green. She runs literallyblack.com, the home of Black Lit Review. She is a Black book reviewer, and this interview is so great. If you're an author who wants to figure out the best way to pitch your book to a Black book reviewer, if you're trying to become a Black book reviewer, if you're trying to understand how the whole reviewing process even works, she is very, she laid it all out. She was very candid. It was a great interview. So please listen, like it, share it, follow us on Instagram, Sister Girls Book Club, Twitter, Sister Girls BC, The Sister Girl Next Door for the website, and on Facebook is The Sister Girl Next Door 2. No, it's Sister Girls Book Club, sorry. And The Sister Girl Next Door 2. You can follow both, but I want you to follow the book club more. And so listen to the interview. Let me know if you enjoyed it. Let me know if this is something that you want to hear more of, because this is where we're going for the whole year. So I just want you guys to be on board. And after this interview, I hope that you understand why it's so important that the community that keeps Black literature going is highlighted just as much as the authors are. Okay? Enjoy. So hi, Jasmine. So happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Does this mean I'm famous now?
Yes, you just, girl, drop everything, call your mother, tell them you made it. It's a wrap. You no longer have to work anymore. So I was so interested. I wanted to basically, because I know everybody's like, well, how did you decide to interview a reviewer? So many reviewers out there. And what happened was, I honestly saw your Twitter account, and I followed it from my Twitter, Sister Girls Book Club, follow. And what happened was, I read one of your reviews, and the reason why I read it, and I think this is, I hope this doesn't sound so horrible, was because you didn't like the book and you were vocal about it as a reviewer. A lot of times, and I've been running into a whole bunch of reviewers who won't even give a review, who won't even publicize their review if it's 3 stars or lower. So I've only ever, in a lot of instances, come across 4-star, 5-star reviews. And I was just like, so y'all mean to tell me y'all have never read a book that was 3 stars or 2 stars, or that you didn't finish, or that you literally read the first 10 pages and was like, not for me. And why is it such a bad thing to say it, you know? So when I saw your, I had just clicked on it to read a review, and I was like, oh, snap. She's like the diamond in the rough, because you said you did not like the book. You won't be reading this book anymore. You actually won't even be reading the authors anymore. And I was like, but you said it in a way that wasn't disrespectful. It wasn't demeaning. You just gave your honest review. So before I keep going on and on, tell me about yourself. Where you from? And how did you start writing and your love of books and everything else like that?
Okay, well, my name is Jasmine. I'm from New York City. I've lived here all of my life, except for 2 years that I did a little stint in Georgia, but I wound up back home. Basically, I've always loved books. From the minute my mother put a book in my hand, they were like, you're done already? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, 5. But it was something about books that I just it was a connection. It was like, you know, like if you see somebody across the room and you meet eyes, that's what those were like for me. I just knew. I've always loved writing. I focused more heavily on the writing for pretty much all of my life. I went to school for journalism, graduated, started my master's program in journalism, and when I actually started doing the actual work, I was like, yeah, this is not for me. This is somebody, but it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, what can I do in this time? I'm unemployed. I'm broke. What can I do? Mm-hmm. I started blogging.
Mm-hmm.
Just was like, I'm going to blog one day. Mm-hmm. So I was mostly blogging about young adult novels. So that was when I had started picking up. I didn't start picking up young adult novels until I was in my 20s. As backwards as that may sound. But, you know, I just started writing reviews. And people were like, oh, read my book. And I loved it. I loved being able to get involved in publishing in a way I wasn't before, getting to know authors, just learning more about books itself, like the way they're made, how they're written. But it was just something just felt unsatisfactory about it. So I had put it down for a while. And I'm like, you know, I don't read enough black books.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I'm black. Why am I not reading books of my own people?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, okay, it's time to shift focuses. I knew that I would lose probably all of my followers doing it, but I knew that it was important to me to focus on my own people. We, you know, we're out here and we're being ignored. So I was like, no, no more of that. So I just picked up a black book and I just kept going. And I'm like, hopefully somebody will, you know, pay attention, but I knew that I wanted to do that, and it was time.
So, let me back up a little bit, because I was like, wow, I thought your site, literallyblack.com, was the beginning, so you actually were already reviewing books, you were just reviewing books from all books that you liked. It wasn't specifically black-authored books. And so, how long have you had your site, Literally Black, once you made the switch? When did you make the switch, and how long have you had it switched like this?
In 2018, the very beginning of 2018, like those first couple of months is when I started Literally Black. I had This Girl Reads a Lot from about 2012 until 2018. So I have been blogging for years,
mm-hmm.
you know, review blogging for years.
So how many books do you read, like weekly, monthly, and then yearly?
On a good week, I could read a book every day.
Oh, wow.
But on a, like, a slow week, probably, like, three. It depends how I'm feeling about the book. It depends how long it is. I have a tendency to take longer when the book is longer, because it's just a lot of attention that needs to be paid to books that are, like, 500 and 600 pages long. I'm kind of, like, the type of person, I'm like, okay, give me a 300 or 400, let me go. Because mm-hmm. I just want to keep reading. I want to read. And I feel like a lot of times when books are really long, it takes me that much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't read too many long books, but again, like, yeah, like about 3 books a week or so. Yeah.
So what made you go from just reading to say, now I just want to create a site, like a whole site dedicated to it? Because it's one thing to say I love to read. It's one thing to even say I leave reviews on Goodreads or Amazon or wherever the book is hosted on, where you can comment and say, oh, I like this book, or I didn't like this book. What made you say, you know what, forget all of that, I'm going to give like a whole site and dedicate, I'm sure, a lot of time to not only reading a book, but then going back to make sure you give a good review that a person who's never maybe heard of the author or seen, or even maybe don't even like the genre, can just see your review and be like inspired to say, okay, I might want to pick this up and try it?
Well, like I said before, it kind of started in unemployment. I was unemployed. I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't want to sit around wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, what do you love? I wanted to use that time to find something to be passionate about, something I was passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's always been books. And I was like, okay, well, all right, you read books. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Why should somebody care about what you say? And I'm like, well, because I want them to. So I want people to care about, it's not so much about me, but about the books that I review,
mm-hmm.
which is why I shifted my focus to black books, because I got sick and tired of trying to find a black book to read, because you go on any site, you can find any book known to man, but if I'm trying to find a black book, then I have to, like, go get my Harry Potter spells and my magic wand and my sage to try to figure out, you know, where's the black book? So I'm like, well, I'm going to review because I want people to care about this book and I want them to hear what I have to say about it. Because, I mean, yes, I am honest and I value my own honest opinion. I think people have a tendency to not be honest, and I'm like, no, I want to see that. I want to go to a website where I see your view and you're honest, because I want you to not waste my coins.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like, okay, well, let's review it and let's see how it goes.
So on your site, what I actually like about your site, which can be, I guess now that I have you, what's your favorite genre and how do you decide, you know, what books you're going to review and what books you're going to, because do you review every book and post it? Like, do you read every book, review it, and then post it? Or do you select out of the genres, like, which ones were you most interested in publicizing?
I do have a loss of, like, all genres. My favorites are romance and contemporary novels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't review any, well, I review mostly all the books that I read. Mm-hmm. I don't have much to say about it. There are books that I read that I enjoy that I just don't have, like, much to say about it. That's just rated, like, the reads that I would really write a review.
Mm-hmm.
But to the most part, I pretty much review almost all that I read.
Mm-hmm. So, knowing that, okay, because I guess this is how I get to the part that everybody wants to know. I know that some reviewers and some book authors, they end up becoming friendly and friends. Has that ever impacted, or do you think it can be impactful to how you do reviews? Because if you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you know, if you're an author and you're talking to a reviewer or you left a favorable review on your site, that can start a you know, I don't want to say a friendship, but it can get you really friendly really quickly with an author. And you might have liked the first book, and then when you read another book from them, you don't like it. So how do you juggle playing a fairness game while also being public and talking and have interaction with authors?
Right. It's difficult because, again, it's somebody's baby. I'm also a writer, so I can understand how you could, you know, write for this book that you wrote. It's amazing. I know it's amazing. Everybody's going to love it. And then you write it, and they're like, I hate that book. It was crap. And then that person becomes your friend, and you're like, okay. And then you read the book, and you think it's crap. Like, okay, well, how do I say this, and how do I be honest, and how do I not hurt this person's feelings? But for me, what I keep in mind is that my reviews are for my readers and not for the author.
Mm-hmm.
I never intentionally say anything mean.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of find a way to be critical without being, like, a B-I-T-C-H about it. If I read a book and I don't like it, and let's say we're friendly, I won't read any more of your books because I don't know if you're going to appreciate me constantly writing these negative reviews.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to be your friend. I mean, but again, I want to be honest. So it's a weird, like, juggle. You have to decide, okay, am I going to read your books and be honest?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be your friend? Or, like, how am I going to do this? But for me, honesty is always, that's my policy. That's my thing. So I bet you know, like, I'm going to tell you, if you know, if I don't like it, are you going to be okay with that? And they're like, yeah, sure. And I'm not sure they're calling you all kinds of bees. And but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, my reviews are for my readers, not for the writer. Because readers are looking for this. Mm-hmm. Authors are looking for praise a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Has an author ever received an unfavorable review and contact you personally? I'm asking you this because I just read an article where an author basically outed herself and said she was stalking a person who gave her an unfavorable review. She literally found the woman's house and, like, she did her Googles and was really low-key stalking her. And now she's coming out with, like, an essay about stalking a reader who...
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, damn, that's a lot. So has an author ever, like, hit you up on social media, emailed you, inboxed you, and was just like, yo, you know, tried to pull up, like, yeah, what was that about?
There was a book whose author I cannot remember at the moment. She approached me for a review. This is before I started my site. It was around the time I started my site. And she asked me to read her book, and it offended me totally. I thought it was racist. I thought it was actually poorly written. I just thought it was a mess. Like, specifically her opinion about black people. Like,
mm-hmm.
There was a scene where there were young kids and the young black boy's name was like Dashimi or some, you know, quote unquote black name, and he had on the long jersey, and, like, you know, it was just ridiculous. Like, it was just out of her way. And I, you know, I kind of let her know about it. I let her know that she offended me and her book was offensive. Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she, in her own way, she tried to come for me. She was just like, well, you know, I'm not going to change and try to, you know, the integrity of my novel. And I'm like, I'm not asking you to to change your tone in any way, but, like, you have to realize that you're offending people, and you are going to offend people. Like, it was just, but, I mean, people will try you, they will, you know, write you, like, hey, you're kind of like, and it's like, okay, that's all great, but this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't at me, you know? Like, but nobody has ever, like, tried to, like, find out where I live or anything, but if they feel strong enough, they will email me and let me know,
mm-hmm.
and I will email them and let them know. This is what I said. I said what I said in my Nene voice.
I said, I'm about to say Nene Leakes voice.
Like, I mean, you know, that's absurd to me that you feel so strongly about this review that you would literally find this person and go, that's crazy. Like, I can't even imagine somebody showing up at my door like, yeah, so about that review.
About that review. Like, I want you to delete it and put another one.
Like, are we dreaming? No way.
Yeah. That was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. So, are you a reviewer who eventually wants to become a published author?
Yes, I am. I definitely, like, writing is my first love. Mm-hmm. Books is like a section of that love.
Mm-hmm.
I do write. I don't have nothing I want anybody to look at,
mm-hmm.
but I do eventually want to become an author. I am trying to get into publishing. Like, this is my life. This is my career path. This is serious for me.
Mm-hmm. If so, what genre do you plan to write, and do you want to self-publish?
I do want to self-publish. I wasn't sure at first, but I think I like the control over my actual product more, mm-hmm. so I do want to self-publish. I want to do mystery. I want to do romance. I want to do young adult. Like, I want to kind of dip my hands in any, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so I don't have, like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you think that reviewing will help or hurt your career? Will help or hurt your career as an author, because you've had these reviews that have been really real, so much so that when I read one of your reviews, I was like, oh, she kind of gangsta in these streets, you know, you know, she's a G about her books. And I really appreciate that, because anybody who knows me, they know that I just realized what type of reader I am. I'll just say that. And I know what I like a couple pages, and I'm just like, this is not doing it for me, and I'll keep it moving. So, and I run a book club, so that's kind of like, that's why I had to get a group around this whole book club, because leave it to me, people would never be reading books half the time, because I was just like, well, I don't know if they'll, and then also I think, well, people want to read this, or would they be interested in reading this, and so I'm just like, do you think that, you know, being so public about what you don't like, of course everybody loves what you love, but a part of being in the self-publishing business is that a lot of times the authors are the ones to get you in front of their audiences, especially if you want to do a certain genre that's you've been reviewing for, and that you can literally at the author on Twitter. Do you think it will help or hurt, you know, in the long run, being so open and honest with your reviews?
I think it depends on the person. I think I've gotten, for the most part, that people respect me because I am honest.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not an author. I can't say how. I'm sure quite a few people are going to come for me. They're going to say, they probably won't even read the book and say it was awful. But as a writer and as a person, you have to be prepared for people to say, like, you know, I don't care. I don't like you. And you have to be prepared for people,
mm-hmm.
to think negatively before they even see you. And yes, writing negative reviews is probably going to hurt me in some way, because how dare me, you know, who are you? But that's not going to stop me from publishing a book, and it's not going to stop me from saying what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. So, hating versus being honest, because a lot of times I've went on, you know, just in various, whether it's writing for digital media, whether it's writing a book, whether it's writing a poem, and I will always find the author somewhere, myself included, because I've written different blog posts, and once they hit the atmosphere of the internet, it's just like, where does the line become where they're being honest and they're being, you know, giving you a critical review versus hating on it, you know, because sometimes I read a review and I'm just like, well, you're attacking like the person, not the story or the storyline.
Right.
So how do you make sure that you balance that?
Because for me, I just try to focus on the book.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to think so much. I mean, yeah, sometimes I do think people write stories that are, like, relevant to their own life.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to kind of be open-minded when you're reading, especially if you're planning to review it. If you're just reading because you want to read, then you can say, oh, I can't stand her. Like, that's mm-hmm. fine. But if you're going to write a review, you need to be honest about the book, not about the person, because we're reading the book, not the person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, a social media does open up the window for you to get to know authors more personally,
mm-hmm.
but you need to, again, you need to review the book, not the person. If you find that you don't like them, don't read their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like you already don't like them, so you're already coming from a negative space.
Mm-hmm.
If some people are able to separate that, I'm not. If I don't like you, I don't like you, period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave you alone, and you're going to leave me alone.
Must be a New York City thing, because I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't even want to see your air. You are a stranger. You are a stranger in the streets.
Stranger danger, get away from me. Like, we just stay in, you stay in your corner, I'll stay in mine. Mm-hmm. But you just have to learn how to balance. Yes, people who are haters, that's just their, I don't know what it is. Maybe that's their day job. Maybe they get a kick out of it. I don't know, but that's just me. I'm going to review you, but I'm not reviewing you.
Okay, I like that. That should be a shirt, by the way. I might make it.
Right.
Yeah, this is not a personality thing, a personal thing.
Right.
But what should, oh, this is a good, this is this where I'm sure all the authors pay attention to this part. So what should authors know when pitching a reviewer to review their book? Before you answer that, I just want to say, because we're a book club, the day we're able to hire an assistant to just read the emails and respond perfectly and, you know, and do it in a just amount of time would just be perfect. So we're a book club and they just want us to read their book and maybe review or, you know, have it for a monthly. So I can't imagine a person or a bunch of authors knowing that you are the reviewer. So essentially, like, you're the person who can help make or break their book. You know what I mean? Because the idea is that a whole bunch of people look at your reviews. They take you as a person who has an authority in this community. And
right.
How do you, like, handle the day-to-day? Like, what does that look like?
I'm not that popular. Like, I mean, people are still getting to know me for this type of blog that I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to come at me for a review, please just be professional. Like, please don't give me a head out of book. Okay, mm-hmm. What else? Like, I don't know you. Who are you? Like, you know, just, hey, I have a book. It's about such and such. If you would like to review it, I can provide a copy, because I've had more than one occasion tell people you have to provide me a copy. Like, if I'm not looking for your book, I'm not checking for your book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you cannot ask me to review it and then I got to buy it. Because what if I hate it?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want my money and review the book for all of this for free.
Mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't work. You just need to email. Just be professional. Not even touching the book. Pay attention to the books that people review. Oh, Lord have mercy. Please pay attention to the books that review. We don't want to read about your cat, okay? We don't want to read about your dead dog. Like, people, you know, they approach you with books that you wouldn't even touch with somebody else's hand. And it's like, do you actually read my blog, or are you just saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be professional, please. Just straightforward. This is what I have. Would you like to do it? And I'll give you a yes or no. For the most part, it's usually yes. I'm willing to be open for anybody, but just come correct.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, do you beta read? Meaning, do you read authors' books before it gets to the publishing button and to kind of help them along that journey?
I've only asked to do that once and it didn't go well. Just one time. And it didn't go well because I kept trying to tell someone I don't like your stuff. Like, and she just was not getting it, but, and she just wasn't hearing my criticisms. I felt like I was very honest and not in a mean way at all. Like, hey, you know, this is great. But how about this? But mm-hmm. She just wasn't understanding that I didn't like her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't want to work with someone who doesn't like your stuff, because what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would love to do that more often. Because it's in the same vein of what I want to do in my career life.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to do more of that. I wish I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just put yourself out there, girl. They're going to get you. So do you read other review blogs? Like, and do you,
absolutely.
Like... So what are some of your favorite ones?
My two girls, Britt and Tika, those are my best friends, my book best friends, mm-hmm. my life best friends. They run Blissfully Brand and Fangirl Ivy. Please, I hope I'm not mispronouncing it. It's A-B-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
There's Brazen Book Reviews. There's You Guys. There's Crab Island Reader, The Island Reader. Moladable, I think that's how you pronounce it, Reviews. There's mm-hmm. like so many Black reviewers that I follow and that I support and I retweet and that I ride for.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there and I make it my business to read the reviews to support them. And I read other blog reviews the infinite limits of love. Oh God, please, Nick, don't kill me because I'm sure I'm saying a lot wrong. She mostly reviews romance, but she's like another me, and I value her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'm pretty sure it's the infinite limits of love.com.
Mm-hmm. So, in your opinion, what makes a good book?
What makes a good book? Good grammar. I try to make mistakes. I'm not looking for errors. I'm just looking for, like, about 80, even 70% of the book to be readable as far as grammar. Because sometimes if it's too much, it's distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I love good characters. I mean, they make the story. Give me somebody to care about. Give me somebody to hate. Give me somebody to love. Make me feel something. If a book can make me feel something, whether it's laughter, sadness, happiness, that's a book for me. What else? I love a good family. Like, I love the father that acts up. I love a messy auntie. Like, I live for that. I love good flow. Like, make sure your book is, like, when you're reading it, I can follow as well. I don't want to have to keep going. What did I just say? So I did what? Let me go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just consistency, good writing, good characters, and you got me. I'm sold.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not going to ask you who are your favorite authors, because I feel like that's too hard of a question, but what were some of your favorite authors to read in 2018?
Christina C. Jones, hands down. That woman is a freaking romance, guru of some sort, black romance guru. I discovered her through my friend Britt, but I didn't start reading her until probably like late 2017 into 18. She's amazing. Nicole Falls is a hot mess. I love her. She's so funny. B-Love. Oh, my God. I love her stuff. Oh, crap. I'm drawing a blank. I'm really drawing a blank. But those are, like, my main three that I can think of right off the top of my head. There's so many others, but I'm drawing a blank at the moment.
Okay. So what were some of your favorite books to read in 2018? you could take your time.
I love Will You Still Want Me by B Love. Oh my God, I think I read that book like three times and I never reread books. Sweatpants Season was amazing. By Danielle Allen, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was a good book.
That was a really good book. Mm-hmm. I need to read the second book. What else? I've read quite a few books by Christina C. Jones, but I did really like her.
The Connecticut King series. Sorry, I'm
yes,
like I drew a blank and then I came right back to it. Literally, seen like it came right to me as soon as you said the football. But I'm just like, wait, the Connecticut King series.
Yes, that was really good. I read pretty much all of Nicole Falls books. Those mm-hmm. were all good.
She's funny. She's funny. She's really witty in her books. Yeah.
I loved Liara Tomani. She's just published. Her book is called Call My Name.
Oh, yes. I know that book.
I'm like, girl, who's dead? Amazing black author you have living in your spirit? That was really good. Monday's Not Coming almost shattered me by Tiffany Jackson.
I'm actually reading that book now. I'm reading it now. I put it off for a long time, and now I'm reading it. Based on a review that somebody wrote for my site. Shout out to Kim. She wrote a review and I was like, oh my God, this is a great review. I need to read the book. And that's what let me know, like, yo, your reviews
it's
matter.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to shatter you. I don't think she gets enough credit. But,
yeah.
Who else? Anybody else I think of? I know they're probably like, girl, you read my book and you said you love it. You can't even remember it.
So what authors are you interested in looking out to read? Do you read a lot of new authors? Or like, if they're a first-time author, are you like saying, yeah, I'll read your book? Are you like, wait, girl, give me about two or three more books and let's just see if you got this.
Authors that have actually sent me reviews like, oh my girl, in 2019, you got me, girl. but and a lot of them I don't know. I've never read. Like I said, I'm open to anything. I'm open to giving anybody shine.
Mm-hmm.
Black, I got you. Okay, you wrote, I got you. I'm ready to help people shine. I'm ready to help us shine. So there's a lot of, none that I, but there are a lot of probably new people, and of course, old people. But there's a lot of books like Cassie Jones I did not read. I didn't read Nicole Paul's Sugar Butter Love. I haven't read that yet. Kat Jackson. Oh my God, I forgot to mention her. I'm so sorry, Kat. I love her stuff. She's another underrated independent author. Her book, I can see it in my head. She just came out with Private Eye, but it was a book right before that. That book. Girl, let me get something under the side for being so good. Like, it was such a good book. She writes so well. She's another person that I want to make sure I read all of her stuff. She's not
new to me, but wait, what's her name again? Because you got low. Sorry.
Katrina Jackson.
Katrina Jackson, okay. Just want to make sure she gets her shine, because I was like, wait, what is she?
Give our good sis her shine.
So what's the future for your site? Do you plan on adding more reviewers? Are you looking to expand? Like, where's this going? And let's just say, because everybody be like, well, in 5 to 10. I'm talking about two years. Because the thing about any site or any person that's doing something and they're just doing something really well and they think, well, nobody doesn't see it a lot. It'll be that one day you wake up and you look at your email, you like, wait, hold up. I went from having 5 emails to about 500 emails, or maybe one author a month or one author a week wanting a review, mm-hmm. to now having 50 authors a week or a month, you know, and it really does take off that quick. I don't think you should, say, well, nobody knows me yet, because you got some speed. Because if, you know, we out here looking for people, and you were on my radar very easily. It wasn't like I had to go digging. I wasn't digging to find you. I had to go get a shovel and be like, where is she at? I was just literally, because I always try to pay attention. And I think that's what I was telling a lot of the writers for our site this year, that we're really focused on the community of Black literature. And
right.
Not just obviously the authors, but also everybody who holds those authors and those stories up, especially in self-publishing, because they don't have a big machine pumping their marketing. So their marketing outside of themselves and the readers that they've acquired on their own is largely due to reviewers, book bloggers, you know, the book clubs, and you know, all. So I really want to get this year, and that's why you're my first interview for the new year, for 2019. I really want to start talking to community, because I'm like, I've never heard a lot of interviews by the Black reviewer. I just haven't. It's always the author, and while that's great, because all I did was interview a bunch of authors, and I was just like, wait, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing more stories on, you know, Black book clubs, and I started looking at that more. And then I was like, well, let me look at the booktubers and the, you know, the reviewers. Like, what? Because y'all are very faithful and consistent. So I'm like, have y'all ever been spoken to? Like, do we know the thoughts that run through your mind? Because it just assumed that your support is there. So I was just like, well, I need to really start. You know, I wanted to make this a community thing. It's not just about the author. Obviously, the authors and their stories bring keeps the whole wheel spinning, but let's see who else is a part of the wheel. Let's see what other sticks are making this wheel, you know, churn, and who's pushing this to go forward. So I really appreciated you saying that you would do the interview, because I wanted to know, for Black reviewers out there who's or interested in becoming a reviewer, that they are out here, and you guys can, you don't have to limit yourself to only giving good reviews. Because I remember when I was asking around, somebody said, yeah, I used to write for blah, blah, blah site, and we couldn't, it was actually a requirement that you couldn't give anything less than a 4 or 5 star review. So I was just like, well, how does that work? Like,
right.
So because I know for myself, I might read 2 books and I might not like them like that. And then I'll read the third book and it might be a 4 or 5 star read. So how do you keep, so you just got to keep reading until you get the golden, you know, the golden nugget. And so, go ahead. That's what I was saying. That's why I was just so interested. That was the one thing that made me think about the Black reviewer, because I didn't understand why you couldn't, like, where did that rule come from? Like, who made that rule up? And I was just like, well, it was so many reviewers that I wanted to interview, but I was just like, no, I need to interview somebody who I feel like is really reviewing books. Like, I'm not saying that they're not really reviewing them, but I'm saying that can give me both sides, you know, to that to that coin. And you were like the only one. And I'm not trying to be, and maybe I need to keep digging, but you were literally the only one. When I read your review, I was like, it's a thorough review. It wasn't disrespectful. It wasn't malicious. She just said she didn't like the book. And she told me why in a lot of bullet points, and it was understandable. And I was just like, well, if I wanted to read the book, and it actually sometimes can help you with certain things that you don't like, that might be what I do like. So if you like, well, I don't like a slow romance or a slow build, and this is why I didn't like the book. And for me, that could be the opposite, because, well, it's not the opposite, but let's just say it was the opposite for me. It would be like, well, girl, I might like slow builds, so I might be interested in the book. So sometimes a negative review may not always negatively impact your the reader to get the book. It might just be what they are looking for, and you just didn't like that certain thing. So I guess back to the question, because I gave you a lot. What's the future for your site, and do you plan on adding more reviewers, or like, what is the goal, the ultimate goal, and within the near future?
I mean, my goal was always to be the place where you can go, where you can look for a black book, you can find it, you can find an honest opinion about it, and you can decide, okay, do I want to read this or not? Mm-hmm. I would love to be, like, one of the most well-known blogs for black books. Let's keep it real, that's my goal. I want to be, oh, I want to find a black book, I'm going to literallyblack.com. Mm-hmm. That's what I want people to think. Of course, I want you to visit everybody else, obviously. But I want to be the place where you go, oh, I'm looking for a middle grade black book. All right, I'm going there. Oh, I'm looking for romance. Oh, I'm going there. Mm-hmm. I want to get to the point where I'm like, oh, God, I have 1,000 emails. Somebody help me. I want to be in that place. Because right now I'm like, knock, is anybody here? Mm-hmm. Is anybody listening? You know, but I know that these things take time. It took time for my other blogs. I want to take time with this blog, and I'm prepared to wait. Mm-hmm. I've always considered adding other reviewers to my site, but I need somebody that's like me. I'm going to be honest. I don't need you sugarcoating anything. We don't have time for that. We haven't had people doing that. I need somebody that's going to be honest and not afraid to be honest. It's not about being mean. It's about being honest. I haven't found that yet. If I do, I might consider it. But this is my baby. This is a part of me. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to give up any of the power. I hope that it grows. I hope that people continue to visit. I hope I get more visitors. I hope I get new visitors. I hope people understand what I'm trying to do, and I hope that they support that. Because it's hard out here for a black reviewer. Like, it's hard out here for a pet. It's hard out here for us. We're out here, but people can't see us. Act like we're not. We don't exist, but we do. We want to be heard. We want to read our stuff. We just want to live our best black life, and we want you to understand that, and we want you to appreciate that and respect that.
But do you think it's hard for a black review? Because I feel like, you probably can't answer this better than me, I feel like it's so many black authors and so few black reviewers. That's what I feel like. I feel like it's not, it's like an imbalance. I feel like it's a lot of black authors and not enough black reviewers. I could be wrong, because, you know.
I think that's the misconception. I think people believe that we're not all human. We are. Yes, there's a lot of black reviewers, but they're not looking for my opinion. They're looking for the popular opinion. The popular opinion usually doesn't look like me. Even when we approach traditional publishers and we're like, hey, that black book looks really amazing. We're not getting it. The person that doesn't look like me is getting it. It's like, I understand you have to be, have a well-rounded opinion, but the book is about somebody like me. I'm going to understand this character in a way that somebody's not going to understand her. Can I get a copy? And they're like, you don't have enough followers. Sorry, you're not famous enough. We don't care about your opinion. And it kills me, because then I see black authors like, this person said they don't want this in my book because of the lingo or the way this person lives or how they live. But I would get that because I'm like you. I've grown up like you. I mean, we don't all have the same experience, but there's something about blackness that unites every other black person in the world. Like, you walk in a room to somebody black, we give you the broad man head nod. Like, oh, what's up, fellow black person? You know, like, gang, gang. Like,
yes, up, definitely.
And a lot of times we don't get the opportunity to do that unless we do it ourselves. I mean, we're out here, and I'm watching, I'm not going to name any names, but I'm watching black authors pursue non-black opinions more than they do black opinions, and it disappoints me, because it's like, I'm out here, I'm writing for you. Like, I'm literally writing for you. I'll blast your book like nobody's business just ask me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't happen. And I hear that all the time from Black reviewers that I speak to. Oh, they don't want my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what you mean? But you're Black and they're Black. I mean, you're not obligated as a Black person to give another Black person your vote, but you should want that opinion because we get you, you know, and I hope that this interview and your many other countless interviews helps people understand that we're out here and we just want to read our stuff and we're here. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. I got you, you know. And I hope that, this opens that door for that to happen.
I think it will. And I also think that getting back to your the previous statement about you saying that we can read a book, because I know I've grown up reading Maya Angelou, Toni Morrison, and so I'm born, raised, and whatever, and bred in Brooklyn, and those books largely take place in the South, and so I was still able to understand and connect with these characters and these stories that they wrote, largely because they were Black. Like, let's just be very clear.
Exactly.
So I totally understand what you're saying, and I had no idea about the whole when you go to traditional publishing companies, and that they kind of look at your review, your following count. I mean, obviously that would be a factor, but the biggest factor, in my opinion, would be that you have the reader that they're looking for. Put it like that, without any type of, you know, going through this, that, and the third. I also think that, like I said, I didn't know. I really was under that misconception about it being so many more Black books out there, more books authored by Black authors than it was Black reviewers. I mean, we try to retweet and do all we can, and that's just because we're looking, obviously, so that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Black authors are looking for Black reviewers themselves, or do you think they're looking for whoever is going to give them the highest marketing on me, like at followers, looking at...
Right. I think there's a mix of it, but I think for the most part, they just think that we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, I think some people know we're there and they're like, okay, well, she only has 10 followers. What's the benefit? And then there's some that's like, well, this girl is reviewing diverse books. She may not necessarily be Black, but they respect her opinions. I'm going to use her.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think they fail to realize that we are here and we do want to read your stuff. You just have to be. You have to pay attention. You have to, I think it's gonna help when we retweet and we say, "Oh, did you know that such and such review? You know, read these books. You probably want to use her." And that's why I had tweeted like, "Okay, if you're a Black and you're a reviewer, retweet this. Let me see some because I want people to understand we're there."
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying we're not there because I've seen a number of authors like, "Oh, there's never any Black reviewers that read my book," and then they go on this tirade because they're so upset at Becky because Becky didn't understand her book, and I'm like, "But hi, me and my five walls, we should have made that for you, you know?" Mm-hmm. And I think, again, people get caught up in numbers because, I mean, I it makes sense. Like, okay, you want your book to be retweeted by somebody who has a million followers. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you want it to get in the hands of people that's actually going to pick up your book and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to make your money and you want to continue to write, especially if that's your career. So I really hope that people would pay less attention to if you're popular and just see, like, okay, there's 10 people that read her blog. Well, that's 10 people that's going to buy my book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to 100,000, you're probably going to get 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people have like thousands of followers and ain't nobody following them.
Mm-hmm. And if you got a voice and you can, and my thing is, if you find one loyal customer, one loyal reader, and a bunch, you've done really well, because people are so skeptical, especially when it comes to spending their money and not liking something. So if there's a voice out there that's saying that, as a review I've read, and you know, you like Amazon, like, you know what I mean, when they be like, well, if you like this, then you'll also like these 3 books that I reviewed. And so I think I think everything that you said was absolutely right. I think that was, like I said, one of the reasons why we wanted to kind of pull in the community more, and just because I feel like everybody doesn't know, it's like everybody is kind of like separate a little bit. I feel like the bookstagrammers, the Black bookstagrammers, they all got a crew. I feel like the book reviewers, they got a crew. I feel like the Black authors, they got a crew. I feel like the Black book clubs, they got a crew. It's everybody's crewed up with who's in their crew, but they're not actually playing a telephone game. I feel like when it comes to other, and I've said this a lot of times, when it comes to, let's just be frank, white authors, okay, their phone line is connected. The black the white author knows the white bookstagrammer. They know the booktuber. They know the person who's out there on the podcast. They connect really well. So they get the whole one hand washes the other, and they will definitely promote each other in a way. When I look at it, I'm just like, whoa. You know, and because I'm just like, wait, hold up. I've seen bookstagrammers promote authors, and they'll be like, they need 10,000 followers. They're at 9,999. You need to be that next one. And I'm just like, wait, why are we not caping for our people like this? Like, they have like a line. It's like, it's no joke. And you see why self-published, even their self-published authors, and these are not, when I say traditional published authors that they're caping for, these are like self-published, independent authors, and they're going hard, but they're doing it in a way that's reciprocated, because I feel like the authors, too, will go hard for the bookstagrammer, the podcaster, it's all like I said, I feel like in the black, especially in the independent, black independent self-publishing type situation, it's like we're crews, but it's not connected. It's like nobody's getting how it's all interconnected, and that we kind of got to work together. And I think that's the you know, not to keep saying this, but for this year, for 2019, that's like a big deal for me. Like, I want everybody to understand how everybody's role is super important.
Exactly.
You know, to make this whole thing roll. Whether it's whether it's a book signing, whether it's a person posting pictures on Instagram and their bookstagram, whether it's the YouTuber, whether it's the, you know, the reviewer, the blogger, the person who just like get on there and they literally just write Facebook statuses all day. Everybody's connected because that's how you are seen. And so thank you. Thank you so much for doing the interview. I don't want to hold you no more because we got to wrap this up. So this is the quick part of it. So you got to answer these questions without thought, you just keep going, okay? So, ready? So, Zora Neale Hurston or Langston Hughes?
Langston Hughes.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Reading in the morning or reading at night?
Reading at night.
Writing in the morning or writing at night?
Writing at night.
Martin or Living Single?
Martin.
Black contemporary romance or urban romance?
Somebody gonna kill me. Black contemporary romance.
And who is Jasmine?
Jasmine is growth. Jasmine is learning. Jasmine is a firecracker. Jasmine is gonna say what she gonna say. Jasmine is love. Jasmine loves love. And Jasmine is black.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jasmine. Make sure you drop. Okay, where can they find you on all your, if they gotta do their Googles, where they gonna find you at?
Okay. Google me, yes, Google me. Literallyblack.com. I'm on Goodreads, Jasmine_TGRA. I'm on Instagram, Obsessive Compulsive Reviews. Twitter, what the heck is my Twitter handle? This is a shame.
Take your time, take your time.
Lit Black Reviews, sorry. Find me there. I'm always open to talk. I'm here for you guys.
Thank you so much. I think this will help a lot of black authors know that there's a whole bunch of black reviewers out there waiting for them. I really hope that a lot of, you know, authors who listen to this really reach out to you, and, you know, you keep blowing up. And once you blow up, you give us 20% because, you know. Start charging because we about to, you know, we gonna work together to make sure this happens.
Thank you so much, and thanks so much for having me.